Lady Penguins. They lost at Cal State Stanislaus, 67-57. Kayla Valentine had a good game, 15 points on 7 of 13 shooting from the field. And Melissa Wise, 13 points, 6 of 7 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, so the 3-point line was her only miss. But the team shot 35% from 3, they were 5 of 14, and 4 of 14 from the free throw line, that's 28%. And now I'm going to bring in Hunter Hornstein. Hunter, on the broadcast you talk about their free throw shooting all the time, and they left 10 at the line and lost by 10. That's going to be a problem for the ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to have to really take advantage of the free opportunities that you're given. I mean, I feel like I beat a dead horse when I say it, but it's absolutely true. You got to be able to make those free throw points when they're given to you. I mean, the opportunities aren't going to come that much, and when you're given the opportunity to take a shot undisputed, really. I'll think of the word maybe a little bit later. But you got to be able to make the shots, and I think right tonight is going to be a good indication of where they are, because it has been a long layoff. They haven't played in a while. It's been a while since they've been at the Conlin Center. Again, the big win over Chico State back on the 22nd. But this is a team in Cal Maritime that's not going to be any kind of pushover whatsoever. The Penguins, obviously, with the height advantage, but they are going to have to take care of business and just keep their nose to the grindstone and really play DU basketball and not overlook anybody else and just continue to play well. The big key, though, right here is going to be Taki Takoi as she comes back to play here for the Penguins, finally suiting up, and it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, I want to go back to something you touched on. The last time the Lady Penguins were at the Conlin Center, they beat Chico State 51-48. Thrilling game against a great opponent there. Melissa Wise put up 9 points. She's shot 3 of 4 from the field, made the only 3-pointer she took. And Ariana Flynn tossed in 9 points herself. She was 3 of 9 from the field, but 3 of 8 from three, as Ariana Flynn continues to make her living at the 3-point line. Now in that game, Dominican shot 52% from the free throw line and 37% from threes, as well as 31% from the field. If you're going to shoot that poorly, you're going to need some help to win a game like they did, Hunter. How about this one from Chico? Chico shot 28% from the field, as well as 28% from three.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely helping out the Penguins right there. You'll want to look at the defense as well for the Penguins. You talk about the 6'8" freshman, Sarah Nelson. She has the lead in the Pac-West in block shots this season, and she's behind Ariana Flynn and Nakamura, who are second in the league in three-point shots made. You alluded to that earlier. So really, the Penguins, a young team, but starting to kind of click on all cylinders, it looks like here. They're getting the defense, they're getting the shots when they need them, and that's going to be key. But the biggest factor today is don't overlook this Cal Maritime team. You got to continue playing, worry about yourself, and make the shots when you have the opportunity, and really try to bury this team early. Winter break has just started, but it's no break here for the Lady Penguins.
No, absolutely, and we go to tonight's opponent. That's the Cal State Maritime Keel Haulers, and they are led by Alexis Brown, who at 21 points per game leads the Cal Pac Conference, which is NAIA, with 21 points per game, 46% on her field goal shooting, 51% from three, and 80% from the free throw line. She's a sharpshooter, and she's as good as they come.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brown, November 26th, the last time out for them against Oregon Tech, 31 points in the 78-70 loss. So she's a girl that can definitely, a player that can definitely put the turn the tide of a game, and if she's not defended well, she's going to wreak havoc. Again, NAIA a little different than NCAA Division II, but still, you don't want to overlook her. And the Penguins, like I said, that's going to be the biggest key to really put this team away, put them away early.
Yeah, we'll follow Dominican and how they close out on Alexis Brown tonight. And she has her number two, her wing woman. That's Sabrina Domingo. She's at 11 points per game with equally as impressive shooting on the season. So Brown and Domingo are the two to watch for Cal State Maritime, as Dominican's going to have to close out on them at the three-point line.
Absolutely. The last time out, the Penguins played these Key Haulers, 74-68, a win here for the Penguins at the Conlin Center all the way back in 2009 on December 8th. So just a couple of, about 2 years ago here, there'll be a rematch tonight here. The Penguins, that was their first season in the NCAA Division II in the Pac-West Conference. Kimi Nakamura, was 12 with 12 points, 5 of 11 shooting, and one of five Dominican players to score in double figures. Brown had 14 points on 14 shots there for the Key Healers and the 30 minutes there for Cal Maritime. So obviously a rematch here. We'll see what happens. Hopefully the Penguins can get a little bit a better success than they did last time out. Or should I say continue the success that they had last time out and get a win here in front of the packed Conlin House. We want to remind our fans that you can watch games from the Conlin Center live online at www.americaone.com. You can hear our broadcast along with the visual representation for a small fee. All those proceeds go to Dominican Athletics. Please give them your support. You're listening to Penguin Radio. It's the radio home of Dominican University of California and the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Penguin Radio, as well as facebook.com/Dominican Athletics for everything DU Sports. Follow us on Twitter at DU Sports. Also, if you want to live chat with us during the broadcast tonight, we have that ability. AIM, America Instant Messenger, at DUC Radio. Go ahead and check in, log in, and talk to us. We will be more than happy to respond to you during the breaks and give you our thoughts on tonight's game. So a lot of instant messaging, social networking, and we're really excited for this one, Brian.
Yeah, now, Hunter, before we get into talking about the player that the Lady Penguins are going to get back tonight, I want to give a special birthday shout-out to the lovely Alexandra Sladoff. She's turning 21 years old today. I hope you're having a blast, and I hope you enjoy listening to the game while you're on your wine-tasting trip. That's a nice way to spend 21, isn't it, Hunter?
Absolutely.
Now, back to business. The Lady Penguins are getting their heart and soul back tonight, Hunter, and that's Taki.
Yeah, Taki DeCoy, the senior, the 5'9 guard. Yeah, she's not in the starting lineup tonight, but definitely a presence to come off the mound. She's been all smiles so far today, earlier in the week, all smiles regardless of finals. And I'll tell you what, her entire teammates look like they have been energized with her just coming into the game right now, or coming back into the game. She's a difference maker, and she's that senior leader. Obviously blew out her ACL making a diving play last season. Finally coming back tonight. She's got her own crowd out there in the Conlin Center, a giant sign, welcome back, Taki. And I'll tell you what, she just adds another dynamic to this team. Melissa Y is also coming back. She's found her way into the starting lineup as well. So this Penguin team is finally almost to full strength right now. But looking for Taki DeCoy to come back at the Conlin Center. Very emotional, and her Penguin teammates are glad to have her back.
Absolutely, Hunter. Now, one important thing that I see from this starting lineup, and they've been doing this the last couple games, Lauren Hyatt is now coming off the bench. She started most of the season, so they have Hyatt and Nelson coming off the bench, so you can kind of see the Twin Towers off the bench wreaking havoc in the middle and late in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Lauren Hyatt, the redshirt freshman 6'2 center out of Oak Hills, California.
We're getting lined up for the starting lineups here, and for those starting lineups, we're going to throw it over to the voice of Penguin Radio, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you, Brian. Ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. Oh, yeah, another night of Penguin basketball from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. The visiting Keel Haulers from Cal State Maritime Academy, who are currently 4-7 against the Penguins, 1-5. They are coached by Dave Covell in his seventh season. He'll be sending out number 4 is Christina Schieheiber, a 5'6" senior out of Pacifica. Number 12 is Alexis Brown, a 5'7" senior out of Richmond. Number 15 is Courtney Chu, a 5'5" junior out of Pacifica. And a big special shout out to Courtney Chu and her family listening in Pacifica. Thanks to Miss Betty Grinnell. Wanted to be sure we get that in. Coriah Fustin, number 23, is a 5'5" senior out of Lindsay, California. That's Hunter's hometown. And number 35 is Akula Jones, a 5'11" freshman out of Vallejo for the Penguins. Under head coach Brianna Chambers in her fifth season, number 4 is Kayla Valentine, a 5'6" sophomore out of Chino, California. Number 12 is Danielle Yamauchi, a 5'4" freshman out of Torrance. Number 22 is Jasmine Green, a 6-foot junior out of Glendale. Number 24 is Kimmy Nakamura, a 5'6" junior out of Sacramento. And number 33 is Melissa Wise, a 5'10" junior out of Novato. The Penguins are 1-5 under head coach Brianna Chambers, assisted by Tony West tonight. The Penguins are out on the floor. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, and Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight.
Stu, while we're doing, if we're doing shout-outs, I want a special shout-out to Avery Jaffrey, who is a public address announcer here, student public address announcer at Dominican. He's back in home at Palm Springs in Southern California listening tonight.
All right.
And want to give a special shout-out to him.
Shout-out to Avery. Avery's our guy, usually doing the overhead here. We miss him when he's gone, but I think Brandon Davis will fit in okay tonight. He's no Avery, but let me say he's not bad either. 20 minutes overhead, fans. Big shout-outs to Avery and Courtney Chu. Okay, out on the floor for the Penguins, Jasmine Green. For the Keel Haulers is Akila Jones, a 5'11 freshman. Penguins tip it out and out on the right wing now. Penguins have it. Three ball on the way. Kimmy missed it way left. Nearly an air ball, and it goes out off the end line. Hit no rim whatsoever.
Yeah, the Penguins being aggressive early, but unfortunately, Kimmy Nakamura never really got her feet set and way left.
Penguins on defense now. As the Keel Haulers bring it up, they are attacking the Northern Hoop. Coming in, swiping it away from the point guard. Penguins got it. Now the quick give and go to Melissa Wise, right side, 2 points. Penguins lead 2-0, 19 and a half to go in the first half. Maritime Academy out of Vallejo brings it up now. Point guard is Courtney Chu. Chu's got the hair up in a bun. Now from the top of the key, left side on the wing, three ball, no. Shot off by Alexis Brown. The Penguins come down with it. And that's Valentine down low to Wise in the post. Wise almost gets it ripped away, but she comes back up with it. Now Valentine between the circles. She's being guarded by Courtney Chu. Low bounce pass to Kimmy out on the right wing. Kimmy wants to do something with it. She thinks three on the way. Perfect shot by Kimmy Nakamura. The three ball goes down, 5-0. Penguins 18:50 to go, by the way, fans. If you would like to watch this game, you can do so on America One. That is, we'll get you the URL here in a second. Is that AmericaOne.com, Hunter?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you type in Penguins, and there you go. For a couple of bucks, you can watch the game. Otherwise, the broadcast is free. 18:34 to go. The clock rolls. Left side, Maritime, two ball on the way. 18 feet, very short. Jasmine Green comes down with the rebound. Yamauchi brings it up, right side. Now she drifts over. Kick out left side over to Valentine. She drove it in through the paint nicely. Saved by Wise. No, she stepped on the end line. 5-0 Penguins, but it will be Maritime ball.
Yeah, the Penguins getting off to a fast start here. Obviously, the air ball by Nakamura early, but the Penguins really shook that off and were able to give and go to Melissa Wise. Nice start here for the Penguins early.
Fans, if you'd like to interact with us here at Press Row, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. We'll tell you how to do that in just a moment. Shot on goal. Left side, Maritime, no good, but the putback by Christina Schieheiber is good. Now it's 5-2. Wise receives the long pass from midcourt to Wise right under the bucket. Perfect patience. Wise steps up, buckles, and buries. 7-2 DU on the AOL Instant Messenger, fans. You can send us a message right here on Press Row by calling, by sending us a message at DUC Radio. DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger, and please keep it clean because Hunter gets them all. Okay, now under the bucket, Maritime's got it. Off the glass, nicely by Akala Jones, the 5'11 freshman, and Jones converts 7-4, 17 and a half. Penguins now on offense. Off to our left, attacking the southern hoop, the Penguins. Here's Wise with a two ball, a little bit short, put back by Green, is good. 9-4, Penguins, 17-15, Hunter.
Yeah, Lauren Hyatt and Stephanie Carnes here getting ready to check in. You'll see them in a second.
The end of the timeout, not the end of the timeout, the end of finals yesterday. We haven't had a timeout yet in this one. 3 minutes old this game. Now driving in, and Alexis Brown will be called a travel. She bounced around there with a stutter step, a crow hop, a juke, and a jive all at once without dribbling.
And then she ended up just taking out Valentine there. They're going to take out some players here and add in Stephanie Carnes and Lauren Hyatt.
Wise and Yamauchi are out. Carnes brings it up. Penguins now down low to Hyatt. Turnaround jumper a little bit deep. Hyatt, in the first couple minutes of her games, Hunter, as you know, gets a little excited. Takes a few minutes to get set into a rhythm. But once she does, she is one tough cookie, let me tell you.
Watch out once she gets on a roll.
Left side now, bringing it up. Right side, three ball from the end line. It bounces three times on the hoop. Doesn't fall. Hyatt rebound. Carnes to bring it up. Carnes now at 5'1". Don't let that, uh-oh, don't let that fool you. Carnes a shooter. Right side Valentine short off the rim, right back at her, but in the way is Sabrina Domingo. Domingo gets the rebound, bring it up herself. Oh, she juked Carnes. Carnes fell. Domingo with the fire off. Two ball long. Pango to the rebounds. 5-on-4, leaving one of the Cals in the backcourt. Carnes has got it left side. Down low, very nice pass to Green. Now the Penguins down low, very softly again. Hyatt can't get it to go.
And here comes Taki Takoi, I should say. She's entering for the first time this season. There will be a timeout. That's going to delay her return. But number 25 will be in the game. It looks like she's coming in here for Kayla Valentine. And it'll be interesting to see, Stu, how she does coming back from that ACL injury.
That's right. Takoi's been out, fans. And we have a quick timeout for you. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Hold on. What's that? In the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's a jet.
Bart Scott!
To all the non-believers.
You can fly?
Bart, how's it feel listening to The Tailgate every Tuesday from 8 to 10?
Feel great. Poetic justice.
Well, I mean, we are the best damn tailgate anyone's ever had.
Anybody can be beat!
Not us.
Especially you, Tom Jackson!
Whoa, big guy. Take it easy.
We're pissed off.
I don't know why. A new tailgate airs every Tuesday from 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Can't wait!
All right, fans, and if you want to catch the tailgate in between semesters, log on to radio.dominican.edu and just yank down the podcast.
You can also do that. You can also go into Ustream there, Stu. Ustream, we started that for the last four shows, ustream.com/DU tailgate.
15:52, the clock rolls, fans. Maritime Academy in the house out of Vallejo. They bring it up left side. Score is 9-4, up and under from the left side, an easy layup attempt by Alexis Brown, the 5'7 senior out of Richmond. She is fouled along the way, and for the first time tonight for either team, a player will go to the line. This will be Brown shooting free from the line toward the northern hoop.
We mentioned Taki Takoi in the game, too, as well as Natalie Bentz, the DU cross-country runner, two-sport athlete.
And that's right. Bentz has been a tremendous three-point shooter, as indicated by her big game against Chico last time when the Penguins won by 3. The last time the Penguins were on the air, they got their first win of the season, and not only that, it was a very exciting one to boot. 9-6, as the freebie goes, Carnes goes in left side. She's fouled. So Steph will go to the line, the 5-1 Penguin. No, she won't. She'll take it out off the end line. No foul. It was all ball.
Yeah, Crystal Clark there with the hand.
Here's Bentz. Three ball on the way. Left, missed it left. Taki Takoi with a rebound. Takoi's got an entire fan section. And Takoi off the glass, goes down, and the place goes nuts. As Takoi, one of the team leaders, is really the heart and soul, as Hunter mentioned. And coming back from the injury, three ball now. On the other side by Kelly Steffens, a 5'6" senior out of Truckee. She buries the tray and gets the keel haulers very close, 11-9. 15:06 to go, fans, and the Penguins throw it away right into the hands of the running Domingo. She takes it up, and at the last second, no looks it off to number 33, Crystal Clark, the 6-foot senior out of Los Angeles. Now the Penguins repay the favor. Now Domingo steals it back. Both teams stealing it back and forth, back and forth. 11-9, the Penguins on top. 14:45, and now the keel haulers will slow things down. Maritime to bring it up. This is Nadia Cruz, the 5'3 freshman out of Chula Vista. Kickoff right side, Domingo, three ball on the way to go ahead. No, it's a little bit deep. Cal Maritime takes down the rebound. Alexis Brown, she has got a lot of ink. Alexis Brown, that's looking pretty good. Domingo off the glass, tied game. 11 up, 14:15 to go. Right side, Carnes. Takoi out on the wing, no. Down low. Penguins want to work at Hyatt. Thinking about it, 360 twice. That's 720. She didn't get dizzy. In fact, she buried the deuce from the right side at 9 feet, 13, 11. 14 minutes to go exactly as Hyatt knocks down the deuce. Penguins now on defense. Trouble. Hyatt! All ball swipe in the restricted area, but she was just outside of it. She just nabbed it. That was beautiful. Bentz on the way. Three ball short. Bounced very high. Tipped out. Takoi with the overhead putback backwards? Are you kidding me?
She hasn't missed a beat there, Stu. ACL injury or not. My goodness. Nice job, Taki Tekoi.
From the left side on the baseline, up, looking straight up into the bucket. She flipped it up backward with some English off the glass. And now Tekoi steals it away on the run from Alexis Brown into the Penguin bench. Coach Chambers helps her back up on her feet. That was hustle.
And collective holding of the breath here at the Conlin Center, seeing her go after the ball like that. It was that kind of hustle last January that put her out for the rest of the season, the ACL injury.
In fact, she comes up limping. So we're going to keep an eye on that. And you said it, a collective sigh or a collective inhale from the crowd. Nobody wants to see Tekoi get hurt again.
Not at all, but she definitely did bounce right back up. Nothing you would see if there was an ACL injury. But again, yes, she did come up limping. She's going to take a seat. I think she's going to be okay, though. We will see, though.
Domingo brings it in to Brown off the glass. Tie game, no. 15-13. Penguins were up by four. Now it's two. Yamauchi brings it up from the right side. Stutter step. Turns around. Wise thinking three ball between the legs. Wise gets it back after almost muffing it away. Left side, Valentine. Coming up on 13 minutes, fans. Yamauchi out of bounds. Right through her fingertips. Some poor pass work by the Penguins.
Yeah, Nakamura never got a hand on that one, it looked like. Never was comfortable. Maybe caught a little flat foot. It hurts the Penguins right there.
Kimmy's usually pretty solid with those. Penguins by two, 13 minutes exactly, fans. Right side, Brown. Heaves it across to Domingo. Domingo goes down low. Three ball on the way. Oh, in and out. And the putback. Penguins can't get the rebound. Wise now, after the missed shot on goal by Kelly Stevens. Wise with the rebound. Brings it up Yamauchi. Down low. Oh, no. Another easy miss by Sarah Nelson. Nelson, oh, missed it from right under the bucket, but somehow the Penguins come up with it. Here's Wise bashing her way in there. Throws up an air ball, but not before a travel.
The ref's calling that one. Really nice job by Wise to push her way in there, but unfortunately call for the travel and turnover here for the Penguins.
Wise kind of bashed in there with the left hip, trying to bounce off one player and another, but ended up getting called. As you mentioned, Hunter, now Marissa Carrion, a 5'5" senior out of Daly City, has entered the game for the Keel Haulers. Two ball on the way to tie. Oh, no, it's a three ball by Brown, and it falls. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins trail 16-15. Maritime down low. Perfect pass to Nelson. 180 spinner from within the paint. And good old number 44 buries the deuce. Great get for the Penguins.
How about that? That's a good job by the Penguins to respond after Cal Maritime took the lead.
Maritime brings it up now. Nadia Cruz gets over to the right side. Stevens goes three ball, missed it way right. Yamauchi had a hand on the rebound, but she muffs it away. Back into the hand of Nadia Cruz. Now to the top of the key to Domingo. Brown, Cruz on the way. Three ball right wing. Short air ball. Penguin cheerleaders have it, but they're not in play.
Got to wonder if maybe when Taki Tekoi went down, it kind of took a little bit of energy out of the Penguins here. Looking a little flat since their captain went down, but still hanging tough, though, here at the Conlin Center.
You're listening to Radio.Dominican.edu. We will be back in 33 seconds after these words from Joey Sullivan.
So you're not a very good athlete, are you? You didn't make the basketball team, or maybe even the soccer team, or even the golf team. The communications department offers sports broadcasting classes to all students who are interested. And you could even party the night before.
All right, fans, we are back on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the communications department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine, the man in charge. The chair of the communications department. Yes, Hunter?
How about that commercial there by Joey Sullivan and Michael Wells?
Yeah, it's
been
good.
A while since we've heard their voices on Penguin Radio. Of course, the two graduated last year. Michael Wells, a DU basketball player at his time at Dominican.
And Joey played on the lacrosse team. In fact, he was one of the captains. So now the Penguins back underway. The clock rolls. Valentine's got it. She goes down low to Nelson. A perfect pass, muffed away by Nelson. Wise has to dive on it. Loose ball. Everybody's on the floor. Maritime comes up, but they're going to slow things down. Keel Haulers trailing by one, 17-16. Top of the key is Brown. She's got Yamauchi on her. She backs up. Now she kicks it back out to Stevens. Tipped away into the hands of Wise. Wise over to Yamauchi. Brings it up the right side. Yamauchi looking to set up the play with 11 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Valentine with a jumper from the free throw line. She has it blocked out, tipped back in by Nelson, right into the hands of Quaria Funston, who got the start tonight, is back in the game, as you might imagine. That's why I mentioned her name. Alexis Brown goes up, scores the deuce, and is fouled by Melissa Wise. That's Wise's first foul with 10:56 to go. 18-17. And a quick timeout, fans. You are listening to NC2A Basketball, Penguin Style, on the radio home of the Penguins. Brian Sanchez will have the play-by-play when we come back on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back with 10:56 to go, 18-17. Keel Hollers on top, Brian Sanchez on the mic.
Thank you, Stu, as Alexis Brown steps up to the line looking for point number 10 early in this game. Taki Tokoi came to check back in, but she sent back to the bench. Give him a lot more. Referees are talking. Looks like there's a problem with substitutions. They got him figured out as Brown gets ready for her free throw shot. Her shot is up, and it is no good. Wise pulls down the rebound. Dominican trailing 18-17 here. 10 minutes, 50 seconds left. Valentine, left wing, gets it to Nakamura, who kicks it to Wise in the right corner. Dumps it down to Sarah Nelson, working on Alexis Brown. Nelson goes up right over Brown, and it's good as Nelson takes Alexis Brown, the 5'7 senior. Easy play there for her. As Maritime brings back up the court, the ball is in the hands of Alexis Brown. Dribbles left, covered by Yamauchi, passes it off. Ball's in the hands now of Kelly Stevens. Kelly Stevens goes right corner to Brown, who seems to be everywhere. Brown to Domingo, left wing. Domingo, long three. It's good. Domingo puts Maritime up 21-19 here, 10:15 left in the first half.
I don't know how she threw it that far. That was such a deep three.
Wise with the left corner three, and she can't answer, but Nelson pulls down the rebound, puts it back up, misses, puts it back up again, and gets the foul. Sarah Nelson pulls down two rebounds on one play, and she's going to the line. Dominican trails 21-19, 10:05 left in the half.
6-4 really helping her out there. And you got to think the Penguins really wanted that offensive rebound, but they'll take Sarah Nelson going to the line.
Nelson, the freshman, at the line. Bounces the ball four times, up with a shot, and it is right through. Nice to see that stroke from a tall one. As Stephanie Carnes checks in for Yamauchi, Ariana Flynn grabs Kayla Valentine, and Taki Tokoi is back in for Melissa Wise. A little mass substitution there for Coach Chambers.
Yeah, Chambers keeping her girls fresh here early on in the game.
Shout out to Avery. He just sent us a message on the AOL Instant Messenger. Fans, if you'd like to correspond with us here on Media Row, AOL Instant Messenger, our screen name is DUC Radio. Here's Brian.
Nelson misses the second free throw. Brown pushes it back up the court for Maritime. Her layup is no good. It goes off the foot of Taki Tokoi. Maritime is going to inbounds under the hoop. It's going to be Houston inbounds. The inbound goes into the right corner. The three is up, and it's no good. The ball's in Nakamura's hands, as she's bringing it back up. She loses the dribble, gets it to Flynn up the court. Flynn dribbles, looks back, gets Nakamura top of the key. Nakamura's going to slow down, get it to Tokoi, right wing. Tokoi looking to dump it down to Nelson. It doesn't look like that's going to work. Tokoi's going to get it to 70 Carnes, left wing, left corner. Nakamura, three, no good. The ball is bouncing around. Ariana Flynn's able to get her hands on it. She kicks it out to Tokoi, who pump fakes, drives up with the shot. Right through Taki Tokoi with the sweet baseline move.
Gotta love it from Taki.
Here's Stevens back up the court for Maritime. Left wing three, no good as Maritime continues to bomb away. As Sarah Nelson pulls down the rebound, gets it to Stephanie Carnes. Carnes looking for Tokoi, finds her right corner. Tokoi working on carry-on. Tokoi tries to dump it into Nelson, who's double-teamed and knocked away. That's going to send carry-on on her way back up the court. She's got Brown in the middle. She's looking for her. No, she's going to back it out to Domingo, set up the offense. Domingo kicks it left wing. Drive into Brown, who's wide open under the hoop, and she lays it in. No problem there. 23-21 the score, as Cal Maritime leads here. 8:45 left in the half.
Give you the quick Penguin fact. Taki's full name, Timanu Wakataki Tokoi, out of New Zealand. Here's Brian.
Well done there, Stu, as Nakamura puts up the three from the top of the key. It's no good. It's pulled down by Stevens, and Maritime's going to bring it back up the court. The ball's in the hands of Fustin. Looks at Stevens, gives it to Stevens. Stevens, right wing, looking for help. She finds it, and that's going to be carry on, top of the key. Gets it in the right corner, Domingo. Domingo gets it to the wing. That's Fustin. Fustin to Brown. Brown elbow jumper right through, and the foul. As Brown continues to assert her will on this game.
Penguins got to find a way to stop her because she is definitely the go-to girl here for Cal Maritime.
Lauren Hyatt's going to check in along with Jasmine Green and Kayla Valentine, while Sarah Nelson, Taki Takoi, and Kimi Nakamura are going to check out.
So all of a sudden, Brian, that Brown has really come unglued. She is playing like crazy.
And she's got Maritime up 25-22. Here with 8 minutes, 12 seconds left in the half. Brown's free throw is up, and it is right through as she puts them up 26-22. Carnes bringing it back up the court, finds Valentine, right wing, drives left, backs it back out. She's got Hyatt and Green, double post in the middle. Valentine brings it left. Ariana Flynn, left wing three is good. Another three from the freshman as she ties it at 25-22. 25-25, 7:52 left in the half. Brown has the ball. She gives it up to carry on, back to Brown, to Fustin, right corner, Domingo three, no good. Hyatt rips down the rebound, gives it to Steph Carnes. Carnes pushing it back up, finds Flynn just inside the three-point line, and she is fouled by Fustin. That's not a shooting foul, and it's going to be Dominican ball. Tied 25-25, 7:37 left in the half.
Media timeout.
And that's a media timeout, folks, here with Dominican tied with Cal State Maritime 25-25. 7:37 left in the half. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, fool. Put down the bag of chips, turn off the TV, and get off your... and get down to the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California in San Rafael immediately. This is DJ Sam Iam, radio.dominican.edu. And I'm telling you that the Conlin Center at Dominican University is one of the finest recreational facilities in Northern California. Perhaps it's scorching hot and you need to take a dive in the pool. Conlin Center's swimming pool is perfect for taking laps or even just to relax. If anything, come kick it and check out our men and women's soccer team on our new athletic field.
We're back here live from the Conlin Center as we're coming out of this timeout with Carnes, Valentine, Flynn, Hyatt, and Green on the floor for Dominican. Dominican, who's trailing 26-25, they finally corrected the scoreboard. I thought it was wrong. They didn't count that last Brown free throw. Brown, who has 14 points as Carnes is set to inbound, coming back from timeout. She gets it into Jasmine Green. Green gets it up top. Ariana Flynn about to take the three, but she bobbles it, and she passes off to Valentine. Valentine, jump shot, left wing, no good. Hauled down by Brown as Brown's going to push it back up the court. She found Domingo. She's running with friends. Domingo pulls it back out, gets it inside. That shot is up. It's no good because it's blocked by Lauren Hyatt. The ball's loose, and Kayla Valentine's able to corral it. She's pushing it back up the court. She's double-teamed at about three-quarters court. The ball gets knocked away. They're wrestling with the ground. It's going to be a jump ball between Fustin and Valentine, and that's going to go Cal Maritime's way.
Solid defense there by Cal Maritime. Nice job by them to really shut down any momentum Kayla Valentine was able to get.
Here's carry on the inbound. She's looking for Brown. She found Brown. Brown's going to bring it up herself. Brown, the driving force of this Cal Maritime team. As she drives left, she shakes right, goes left, goes for the left-handed layup over Lauren Hyatt, and it's good. What a move by Brown to put Maritime up 28-25. Carnes bringing it back up the court. 6:56 left in the half here. Dominican trailing by three as Ariana Flynn has the ball right wing. She dumps it down to Lauren Hyatt, who loses a handle on it, and that one's taken away by Crystal Clark. Gets it to Brown, and Brown's going to bring it back up the court, working on Stephanie Carnes. Long pass to the right wing. That's a right wing three up by Marissa Carrion, and it is good. Another three for Cal State Maritime as they're up 31-25 with 6:30 left in this half.
Carrion checking in with her first points of the game.
Carrion managed to fit that one right under the seat.
Here's Valentine, top of the key. She drives. She pulls up jumper. It is up, and it is good. Couple bounces off the rim, but it goes in nonetheless. Valentine pulls Dominican within four, 31-27, as Fustin has the ball. She gets it to Brown. Brown right wing, working on Ariana Flynn, the senior on the freshman. Finds Domingo wide open down low. Pump fakes Lauren Hyatt, then goes up over to Jasmine Green, and it is good. 33-27 now the lead for Cal State Maritime as Kayla Valentine has the ball right wing. She drives. She goes up for the shot. And they're going to call a jump ball. They got tangled up in the air. It was almost a travel, but she got bailed out by the jump ball.
Valentine got lucky there. That looked like a walk from here.
We got Wise and Nakamura coming back in for Hyatt and Flynn as the Lady Penguins trail by 6, 5:56 left in the half. Carnes the inbound underneath the hoop. She gets it to Jasmine Green, who gets it up top. Kimi Nakamura fakes the right wing three, looking for a pass now. She finds Kayla Valentine, right corner. She fakes right, dribbles left, elbow jumper up, no good. Rebound, Jasmine Green puts it back up, no good. Brown pulls it down. Brown pushing it herself. She's got friends, but she's determined to take herself. No, she's going to pass it off to Carrion for a left wing three. Right through, nothing but net. 36-27 now the lead for Cal State Maritime. 5:30 left in this game as Stephanie Carnes brings it back up the court. Carnes drives, pulls it back out. Green flashes in the middle. No, she goes to Valentine, left wing. Valentine working on Carrion. She drives. Her right-handed runner is no good. Clark pulls it down and gets that one out to Nadia Cruz. Cruz is bringing up the right wing, working on Carnes. Number one on number one as she gets it to Carrion, who finds Stevens wide open from the left corner. No good on the three. Green pulls down the rebound. Might have been too open there. Carnes working it back the other way. Valentine, left elbow, spins. Runner off glass. No good. Jasmine Green pulls down another offensive rebound, and this time she gets the whistle. She's fouled, and she's going to the line.
How about Cal Maritime not giving up at all? Very increasing the pace of this game. The Penguins really trying to keep up, if anything.
Taki Takoi, along with Danielle Yamauchi, set to check back in as Jasmine Green gets ready for her free throws. Jasmine Green, of course, nailed the free throws to ice the Chico State game. An exciting win for the Penguins as her first free throw is up, and it is no good. Riles around a couple times, bounces out as Carnes and Valentine check out for Takoi and Yamauchi. 36-27, the lead for Maritime here. 4:57 left in the half as Green steps up for her second free throw. It's up, and it is no good. And it goes almost out of bounds, but Melissa Wise is able to haul it in. Taki Takoi, right wing three is good as the senior captain comes back with an immediate impact. 36-30, now the lead. No, they're going to call back the three there. They're going to call a toe on the line and give her two. 36-29 now, 4:50 left in the half.
Calling that one back, much to the displeasure of Taki's personal fan club here at the Conlin Center.
Here comes Cruz working right wing on Yamauchi. Cruz goes back left. She's trying to force it to Brown, and she's able to get it to her. Brown pulls up for the right wing three, no good. As Melissa Wise is able to bat it to Jasmine Green, who is not able to corral it as she dribbles it off her knee. That one goes out of bounds. Maritime ball. Maritime lead, 36-29, 4:33 left in the half as Domingo checks back in for Maritime.
Never had a solid handle on that one, did Green. She unfortunately thought she had it, bounced it off her knee a couple times, went out of bounds.
Cruz inbounds it. Domingo, right wing. Gets it to Clark, top of the key. Clark drives right, goes up for the runner, right through. Nice move by Crystal Clark. 38-29, the lead now for Maritime, as there's only 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in this half as Yamauchi gets it right wing. She brings it up, finds Melissa Wise left wing, looks left, drives right, goes up for the runner, off glass, good. And they call the offensive foul on Melissa Wise. Bring that one back.
I can't believe it. And tell you what, I was just about to say, the Penguins right now have really responded well to Cal Maritime, taking almost a 10-point lead to come right back. But that foul really hurts them. They can't let that affect them right now going on with the game.
Wise very, very aggressive there. But boy, that looked pretty clean to me, Brian.
Yeah, that looked pretty good. As Yamauchi steals the ball at midcourt from Cruz, she's pushing it herself. She's got Green in the middle. Yamauchi's going to take it herself off glass, and it's good. What a play from the freshman to bring Dominican within 7, 38-31, 3:50 left in the half.
That's how you respond.
Yeah, that was a big boy play right there. Sorry, Hunter.
Stevens has the ball at midcourt. She's working on Melissa Wise. Wise, who looks determined to make a comeback after that offensive foul. Stevens finds Brown, right corner. Nakamura closes out on her, but she goes right around her. The shot's up, and it is no good. But Brown gets her own rebound, and the lefty finish is also no good. Jasmine Green pulls that one down and sends Yamauchi on her way. Yamauchi pushes it up to Nakamura. Nakamura looking in the middle. She finds Taki Takoi at the free throw line. Taki backs it out to Yamauchi. She'll set up an offense. Get it right wing. Taki Takoi, three. No good. As Crystal Clark pulls it down and sends Alexis Brown on her way. And they're going to call a travel on Brown. She started to walk before she took a bounce there. That's not allowed. And they call a media timeout here at the Conlin Center with Dominican trailing Cal State Maritime 38-31, 3:17 left in half. We'll be back with you after these messages.
Are you looking for a good college or university? Then come to Dominican University of California. Dominican University of California. This place changes people and has been doing so since 1890.
All right, thank you very much, Jason Stefani, also known as Dr. J, here at the radio station 38-31, with 3:17 to go in the first half as the Penguin cheerleaders clear the floor. You are listening to NC2A basketball, Penguin style, from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Hunter Horenstein, and my man, Brian Sanchez, on the mic. Hunter, did you have something to add?
Yeah, we want to remind our fans you can watch games from the Conlin Center live online at www.americaone.com for a small fee. You can listen to our broadcast along with the audio representation of tonight's game. All the proceeds go to Dominican Athletics. Please give them your support. If you want to chat with us during the game, go ahead and log on to AIM. DUC Radio is where we're at.
Carnes and Bentz back in. That means Green and Wise are out. Yamauchi with the ball, top of the key. She's working on Domingo. She jukes her, gives it to Ben's right wing, backs it out to Carnes. Carnes drives, left-handed runner. No good, but she was pushed on the play as Carnes is going to go to the line with Dominican trailing. 38-31, 3:10 left in the half.
Nadia Cruz with the foul.
Dominican working on the comeback here. Still got a lot of game left, but you want to be a little closer than this going into halftime as Karn steps up for her free throw. The lefty puts it up, and it is no good. She's going to get one more chance to put a point on the board for Dominican, who's trailing by 7, 38-31. Karn's second free throw is up, and it is good. 38-32 now. Cal State Maritime leads. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half as Cruz is bringing up the left side of the court. Cruz working on Yamauchi. Brings it right, dumps it to Stevens. Stevens down low, double teamed. She dumps it down low, and that's taken away by Taki Decoy, and it goes in there, and they're going to call a jump ball between Decoy and Cruz down low. But Decoy, you could see the ferocity there, Hunter.
She has not missed a beat at all since the injury, coming straight back. And I'm telling you what, when she's on the court, she energizes this team like no other, not only her on the court, but as well as off the bench. Taki Decoy, really glad to have her back.
Alexis Brown checks back in for Cal State Maritime. She was out for about 10 seconds, and the coach said that's enough of that.
Yeah, you know, when you have your lead score at 16 total points at Alexis Brown, you want her on the field.
Brown gets it into Clark. Clark dumps it down to Jones. Jones working down low, trying to get it to Domingo. It's batted away, and it goes out of bounds. That's off of Dominican hand, and it's going to be Maritime ball. Domingo looking to throw it in here. 38-32. Maritime leads. 2:49 now left in the half. Domingo looking for the inbound. She's going to go backcourt Brown. Brown's going to bring it back up, set up an offense in which they're probably going to look for Brown to take the shot. Brown working on Yamauchi. She drives right. She calls her own number. The layup is no good. The rebound is ripped down by Natalie Bentz, and they're going to call a shot clock violation there, Dominican ball.
Brown with the shot attempt. Imagine that.
Yamauchi brings it back up the court. You can hear Coach Chambers yelling. Taki Decoy, left corner, three, no good, short. But Brown pulls down the rebound, and she's going to bring it back up for Maritime. Yamauchi picks up Brown full court there. Maybe they're trying to wear her down as Brown crosses half court. Passes it left corner. Stevens brings it back up top. She finds Domingo, right wing, guarded by Nakamura, dumps it down to Jones. Jones isn't able to get her hands on it. That goes out of bounds, Dominican ball, as the defense continues to play well here at the end of the second half. 38-32, Maritime leads, 2:09 left in half as Yamauchi brings the ball back up the court. Left corner, left wing now to Koi. The pass is almost batted away, but it gets to Carnes in the right wing. Up top, Nakamura. Nakamura to Koi, left wing, working on Domingo. She dribbles right, goes right around her, hop step in the lane. Layup is up, and it's good. She beat Domingo and Brown on that play. 38-34, Dominican.
Taki
really went uncontested on that one. Nice job, Taki.
Here's Domingo, right wing, looking to get back at Dominican for the fact that she just got used by Tacoy on that last play. The Brown's pass goes to the left corner to Stevens, but she finds someone in the fourth row wide open. Brown not used to passing there, Hunter. As Dominican sets to take it in, Natalie Bentz.
Sorry, Brian, I had nothing there. My apologies.
Natalie Bentz ready to check it in to Danielle Yamauchi. Yamauchi bringing it up court. Dominican trails by four. 1:30 now left in the half. as Carnes has it right wing. She goes middle, Taki Takoi, three-point line, passes to Yamauchi, left wing three, no good, pulled down by Stevens. Stevens hands it to Brown as Brown's going to bring it back up the court. She crosses half court now, looking for a pass. She finds it right corner, Domingo. 1 minute, 10 seconds left in the half. Domingo gets it down low to Brown again. Brown's layup is up, and it's good. 40-34 now, 1 minute left in the half as Yamauchi brings it back the other way. Yamauchi drives left, finds Carnes, left corner, three, no good. The laser is short. Benz pulls down the rebound, puts it up herself, no good. 54 seconds left in the half as that one's pulled down by Shai Hyber.
That was a key possession there, the Penguins. They really needed to score on that possession.
45 seconds left in the half as Shai Hyber dribbles right, finds Domingo, right corner, almost falls out of bounds. Is able to get it to Stevens, finds Fustin, right elbow.
Brown's alone.
There's Brown, left wing. 35 seconds left in the half. Brown brings it up top, fakes to Coy, gets it left corner. Stevens, three, no good. Yamauchi bringing it back the other way. 27 seconds left in the half. Yamauchi backs it out. She's dribbling on Stevens. 21 seconds left now. Yamauchi still dribbling at midcourt. 18 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is off. Dominican trails 34-40. Yamauchi working down to 10 seconds. Down to 9 seconds. She tries to force a pass in there. It's knocked away. Domingo with the layup. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Domingo goes up, and it is good. 3 seconds left now. Nakamura inbounds it to Yamauchi. 2 seconds, 1 second. There's the buzzer. The long court shot is no good as Dominican goes into halftime here, trailing 42-34 to Cal State Maritime. You're listening to live women's basketball here on radio.dominican.edu. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
Don't forget, the halftime extravaganza coming up in about 8 minutes. Hunter and Brian will be back with all of the numbers that matter and a few that may not. Nah, they'll all matter, fans. We are at halftime. Penguins 34 down to the Keel Haulers, who are currently sitting on 42. Boy, this started off rather strong, and now it's kind of becoming one-sided. Can the Penguins come back? We'll have the second half for you coming up in just 14 minutes. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back. Radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, and Brian Sanchez on the microphone for the start of the second half. 42-34 Keel Haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy in the house. 20 minutes overhead. Here's Brian on the mic.
Thank you, Stu. As Yamauchi gets the inbound, pushes it up to Kayla Valentine, right wing. Jasmine Green, top of the key, left wing. Yamauchi to Nakamura for the left wing jumper. No good. That ball goes out of bounds. Referees looking at each other, trying to figure out whose it is, and it's a Maritime ball.
And that's a key play here early in this second half as we go underway. The Penguins really needed to set the tone early, trailing coming into the second half.
Here comes Fustin. Fustin or Fustin? We'll go with Fustin. Bringing it back up the court. Yamauchi harassing her at midcourt. Able to dish that one off. Gets it down low. Shai Hyber. Shot, no good. Rebound wise. Gets it to Yamauchi, pushes it back up the court. Valentine, left wing, drive, right hand runner, off glass, no good. Wise battle for the rebound. Goes in there, is able to knock it off the foot of a Maritime player as Yamauchi sets to inbound this one. Dominican trailing 42-34. Inbound, goes to Green, right wing, Nakamura, top of the key, three, no good. Rattles out. That one's pulled down by Jones. She's able to get that one to Fustin, and Fustin brings it up the court. Chu, right wing, finds Jones, top of the key. Jones, left corner, Brown. Here comes Brown, yet again, working on Nakamura. She drives right past her. Bunny hop in the lane. Shots up, no good, off glass. Able to get the rebound. Shots up, no good. Brown with another rebound. Shot up, no good, as Jasmine Green continues to try and battle for the rebound, and she finally gets it. Kayla Valentine bringing it back up the court. Gets it left wing, Yamauchi. Yamauchi, three, no good. Rebound, Fustin. Fustin bringing it up the court. Two Penguins are back on that one as she gets the ball to Shai Hyber. Shots up, no good. Jasmine Green with the rebound. Valentine, right wing, bringing it up the court. Working on Brown. Melissa Wise flashes, wants the ball. No, Nakamura, left wing jumper. Too strong, no good. Green with the rebound, put back, no good. And they're going to call a foul as Jasmine Green's going to go to the floor. She continues to rebound at a high rate. Dominican trailing 42-34 as Domingo is set to check back in for Maritime.
Here's your free shots right here. You got to be able to make them if you're the Penguins. This puts you right back in the game.
Green's first shot is up, and it is good. 42-35 now the score. Dominican trailing as Domingo checks back in for Chu as Green sets for her second free throw. Couple dribbles, puts up the shot, and it is good. Two there for Green. 42-36 now the score as Fustin brings it back up the court. Gets past Yamauchi. She's going all the way. Left corner, Domingo. Domingo shakes Wise. Falls down. Is able to get the pass off to Fustin, who founds Brown for the right wing three. Short. Able to rebound it as Maritime. And there's a travel on the play. And it's going to be Dominican ball. Down six. 42-36. 18 minutes left in the half.
The DU's very lucky that Brown missed that shot. Wide open on the far right corner.
Here's Yamauchi working on Fustin, left wing Valentine. Valentine on Domingo gets it to Wise. Wise left elbow jumper right through as Melissa Wise gets another one. 42-38 as Dominican closes the gap to four with just under 18 minutes left in the game. Fustin working on Yamauchi, pushing it up the court. Looking for Brown, gets it to Jones, but Green's able to knock that one away, and Valentine picks it up. She pushes. She's got Yamauchi to her right. She's going to take it herself. Her runner's up. No good. Melissa Wise pulls down the rebound, goes up for the shot, but she's fouled. It's no good as Melissa Wise heads to the line to try and close this lead down. They trail by four as Dominican continues to get to the line here.
Yeah, absolutely, and the Cal Maritime still giving them opportunities to come back in this game. They're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination.
Wise puts the first free throw right through as the lead shrinks to three for Maritime, 42-39, as Jones checks out for Maritime, as Wise looks to bring this game within two on this free throw. She puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound by Clark as Wise is knocked down. She gets back up. Brown pushing it the other way. Brown finds Domingo in the right corner. She kicks it back out to Brown. Brown to Clark. Clark dribbles right on Wise. She stops. She throws up the shot anyway, and it finds a way to go in. 44-39 now the lead for Maritime off that lucky bounce there as Valentine has it left wing. 17 minutes left in the game as the shot from Valentine is no good. Pulled down by Fustin as she pushes it back up the court. Here comes Brown. Bunny hopping in the middle. Goes up over Green. No good. Green did a good job of disturbing that shot as Wise is able to corral it. Gives it to Yamauchi. Brings it back up the court. Yamauchi finds Nakamura, left wing, baseline jumper, good. Nice shot there from Nakamura, 44-41 now the score. Dominican trails, just under 17 minutes left in this game as Brown set to bring it back up the court.
Penguins aren't just matching baskets, now they're forcing.
Domingo three, short, no good. Pulled in by Green, hands it to Yamauchi and sends her on her way. Yamauchi finds Nakamura, left wing. She dribbles baseline, right-hand runner, off glass, no good. Brown goes in for the rebound hard, and she's able to rip that down as she's really imposing herself in this game. Nakamura picks her up full court, but Brown's able to get past her as Brown cuts right down the middle, dumps it off to Fustin. Fustin baseline jumper, no good. Brown pulls down the rebound. She's working inside. It's poked away. She's able to get her hands back on it and get the pass out, and they're going to call 3 seconds in the key on Brown. So it's going to be Dominican ball trailing by three, 44-41. As Decoy and Hyatt check in for Wise and Green. And now Carnes comes in for Nakamura, completing the substitutions. Dominican trailing by three, just over 16 minutes left in the game.
How about Brown really doing it all for her team right now? She is the go-to player. But don't slouch on Domingo, too. She's a deadly 1-2 combination.
Absolutely, as Decoy has the ball, top of the key. She's looking for the pass. There's Carnes' right wing. Carnes gets it to Green, top of the key outside three-point line, hands it off to Decoy. Left wing looking for a pass, looking to get it in. She's going to have Valentine, top of the key. She's going to pull up for a jumper right through. Kayla Valentine gets it, 44-43. Dominican trailing by one. 15-44 left in the game. Domingo with the ball. Right wing, Brown from the three-point line. Here's Clark dribbling in. She goes up for the runner, and Clark finds a way to bounce another one in. 46-43, the lead here for Maritime, as Carnes pushes it back up to Valentine, who goes for a runner of her own. It's blocked. No good. Stevens with the defense there, as Stevens gets the ball knocked away from Valentine, but it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay Maritime ball, and we're going to have immediate timeout with Dominican trailing 46-43, 15-22 left in the game. And we'll be back with you on radio.dominican.edu.
Quick big shout-out, B, to cut you off. Big shout-out to Mike Shapiro from the newly appointed San Rafael Pacific, San Rafael Baseball Club, professional baseball in San Rafael, coming in May 2012. Here we go with some a few words. Let's hear this one. Radio.Dominican.edu.
You're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Penguin Radio, Radio.Dominican.edu.
Throws it up and away we go. Backcourt serve, a big one here. There's Bain, sets it, helps it across, bumped up in front of the net. Here's Ashley Sand with the kill. 23-22. Penguins lead here in set number two. Killer by Jessica Jones ends it, where you can put that win on ice.
We're back here live from the Conlin Center's Dominican currently trails 46-43 to Cal Maritime, but they're on the comeback and they're battling hard. 15-22 left in the game. Jasmine Green with 11 rebounds, really setting the pace down low for the Penguins, but they still need to find a way to control Alexis Brown and her 18 points, 16 boards, and four assists, as she's having a monster of a game.
Absolutely, and the Penguins right now, how big are those free throws that they made? Instead of maybe being down by only a few, now they're down by just basically a handful of points. A three-pointer right here ties it up. So again, can't stress enough how big those free throws are.
I think the Penguins are just lying in wait. They've been trailing for the majority of the game, but they're hanging tough right there.
Good chance of that as Brown brings it back up the court for Maritime. She's working on Kayla Valentine, screened by Steven. She hands it off to Domingo. Back to Steven, top of the key, left wing, Cruz. Cruz to Clark. Clark has Domingo. She passes it up. She goes for a runner, and this one doesn't find a way home. But the smallest player on the court, Cruz, finds a way to get the ball down low, but she's called for a travel before she could go up for the lay-in. The lead stays at three for Maritime, 46-43, as Carnes brings it back up the court for Dominican, and she's moving fast. She is pushing the tempo in this one as she gets it to Valentine right wing. Valentine baseline. She dribbles it back out, finds Bent's right elbow. Valentine, free throw line, kicks it out. Left wing, Tokoi, pump fake drive, loses a handle on it. No. The ball goes off of the foot of Tokoi, they're going to say, and it's going to be Maritime ball. 14:45 left in the game.
Huge break for Cal Maritime right there.
Here comes Cruz back up the court, working on Carnes. And Carnes is able to poke that one away. But Cruz gets her hands back on it, and they're going to call a foul on that one, and they're going to call it on Stephanie Carnes on the ground. Tough break there on an effort play.
Absolutely. You love to see the aggressive defense here by the Penguins. And how about Taki Tokoi, though, clapping her hands, talking to Stephanie Carnes right away, calming her down. But, again, a tough break for the Penguins.
46-43, the lead for Maritime. 14:30 left in the game as Fustin's working on Carnes, top of the key. Clark to Stevens to Domingo, right wing. She drives. She's looking for the shot. She pulls up. Baseline jumper. No good. Valentine rips down the rebound. She brings it back up the court herself. She's double-teamed by Brown and Domingo, but she's able to break it, and she finds Bent's right corner. Bent's gets it back to Valentine as Valentine looks to set up an offense. She drives left. Pull up. Right elbow jumper. Right through. Valentine with the sweet shot. Brings Dominican within one. 46-45. 14 minutes left in the game.
We got a game here at the Conlin Center, Brian.
Absolutely, as Fustin brings it back up the court, working on Carnes. She backs it back out. She's looking for Steven. She lost her. Hyatt rips the ball away from Clark, gets it to Valentine. Valentine's pushing it. She's got Tokoi on the left. She gives it to her. Tokoi pulls up for the jumper. No good. Rebound, Hyatt puts it back up. No good again as Stevens rips down the ball for Maritime. Missed opportunity there.
Rare miss there by Lauren Hyatt, usually very good at those offensive rebounds.
As Fustin brings it back up for Maritime, she crosses half court. Maritime leading by one now, 46-45, 13:30 left in the game. Clark dribbles in, backs it out, gets it to Brown, right corner. Brown looking, she's going to dribble in, right-hand finish, no good, no foul called. Clark gets the rebound, puts it up, no good. Height rips the ball down, she gets it to Valentine. Valentine bringing it back up the court, she's running with friends. She finds Tokoi, left corner. Tokoi backs it out, finds Hyatt, left elbow. She drives right. She goes up for the lay-in, and she's fouled on the play as Lauren Hyatt is going to go to the line with a chance to tie and or take the lead on this play.
And this is huge. Again, this is going to be the epitome of those free throw shots opportunity. One ties it, two puts them ahead.
46-45 the lead, 13-13 left in the game as Hyatt puts up her free throw, and it is no good.
That wasn't her fault whatsoever. That was that had been a greater power, because that one looked good the entire way. Somehow didn't go in. Tough break.
Dominican down one. Hyatt at the line to tie this game up. Her free throw's up, and it is short. No good. Rebound to Coy. Rips it away from Jones. She's got it left wing. She's playing with an intensity that's rubbing off on her whole team as Valentine has it right wing. She dribbles in, backs it out, gets it to Hyatt. Free throw line, pump fake drive, but she stepped before she dribbles, and it's going to be maritime ball as Dominican misses a big chance here to take the lead.
Absolutely huge blown opportunity there by the Penguins. That's something that cannot happen. You got to be able to make the plays when given the opportunities. Taki Decoy really set up her Penguin teammates in a position to succeed. The rest of the DUs, though, unfortunately couldn't take it with her.
Dominican trails by one, 46-45, 12:55 left in the game. Brown drives left, left-handed finish over Sarah Nelson. No good, but they're going to call Nelson on the foul, and that's going to send Brown to the line for a chance to extend this lead. It's one now, 46-45, with 12:52 left in the game. Brown, a pure shooter, seven to the line, looking to make this a three-point game.
Not someone you want to see on the line there, Brian.
Her first shot is up, and it is no good. Maybe the rims have shrunk in here because that's two free throws that look good and went out.
During halftime, I changed the rims out. Don't tell Terry Toomey.
Your secret's safe with me, Hunter, as Flynn checks in for Taki Decoy, as Brown sets for her second free throw. This one's up, and that one is good. 47-45, now the lead for Maritime, as Carnes is going to bring it back up the court.
Is Brown limping a little bit with that left leg? Keep an eye on that, Brian.
We will keep an eye on that as Valentine kicks it out to Flynn for the left wing three. No good. Jasmine Green with her 12th rebound of the game as she dribbles back in, and she's going to get called for the offensive foul as she's backing in on the smaller Stevens. It's about a 6-inch height differential there. And she just overpowered her, but they're going to give Green the foul. Domingo going to inbound to Brown. 12:30 now left in the game.
Such a nice rebound, too, by Green boxing out, getting that offensive rebound, and then getting called. Oh, that hurts.
And that ball's tipped away by Carnes, but Maritime's able to get their hands back on it. That's Stevens crossing half court. She's working on Jasmine Green. She crossover. Green gets her hands on it, and they're going to call a jump ball there. Great defense by Green on the smaller Stevens. The ball's going to stay with Maritime. Nakamura's going to check in for Carnes. And Yamauchi's going to check in for Valentine. That'll complete the subs.
First-year assistant coach Shoni West really loving that. She's up on her hands. Really been promoting just that tough, tenacity defense that the Penguins are establishing.
Speaking of tough, Carnes has a bleeder. She had to leave the floor.
They're going to call a foul on the inbound. That's on Sarah Nelson. So now Maritime's going to go from the left out-of-bounds line to under the hoop. Domingo's going to inbound it. With Maritime leading by two, 12:19 left in the game. Chambers yelling for some defense. The inbound to Domingo.
Ah.
There, it's almost thrown away, and it is. Flynn's going to get it. Yamauchi's going to pick it up. She's going to bring it back up court herself. She finds in the left baseline Flynn, who drives, and she's fouled on the play by Akilah Jones down low, and Flynn's going to go to the line.
Clear as day on the foul there, driving towards the basket, got an elbow right into her face. Going to the line, and here's another opportunity for the Penguins.
To follow up, Carnes has a bloody nose, fans. But she'll be okay. She's over with the trainer right now.
Flynn's first free throw is up, and it's right through, nothing but net. 12:08 left in the game. Dominican trailing by one, 47-46. Flynn at the line to take the free throw to try and tie this one up. Come on. She's going to put it up, and she's going to put it not in, but Green rips down the rebound. Her putback is up, and it is in. That'll give Dominican the lead, 48-47, as Jasmine Green continues the battle down low. Domingo runs it back the other way for Cal State Maritime. Dribbling up top, finds Brown left wing. You do not want Brown to heat up, and she's going to drive herself. She's going to put it up, and she's going to get fouled. Is that going to be Sarah Nelson again? It looks like it is, as Sarah Nelson picks up her third foul in about 2 minutes now.
Yeah, that's a freshman mistake right there for the young freshman, though. But Kimi Nakamura having a chat with her, calming her down, telling her, hey, you're okay, you're an integral part of this team. And now head coach, Rihanna Chambers, in her fifth season, is going to have a talk with her. And this is something that you're going to see, you know, through a young player like this. But the way that they get better is to make these mistakes. It's not going to happen again. And what I like is Coach Chambers right now really talking to her, explaining exactly what she needs to do and how to get better. And Sarah Nelson, bright-eyed, bushy tail, taking that all in. And she's not going to make that mistake again. You're gonna see her really learn from this. And you're going to watch this young 6'4 really grow up in front of our eyes there, Brian.
Yeah, Hunter, you mentioned it. Coach West promoting the toughness. She is in charge of working with the bigs on this team. She's a tall woman herself, so you could tell she had some game back when she played, and she was a tough, hard-nosed player, and she forces her bigs to play that way too.
Absolutely, and in talking with a lot of these players, you know, off the court during campus, to say she has really brought a different kind of attitude to this team, and it starts with practice, the tough practices, the ones where you go home and all you want to do is sleep, but all those pay off here at the field because they are tough, they are tenacious, and because of that, they're a better team.
Yeah, you could tell when the forward Green got on the floor with a guard in Stevens and ripped that ball away, she was pumped. As Brown steps to the line to try and tie this game up for Maritime, her first shot is up, and it is no good as Brown continues to struggle from the line here, Hunter.
Yeah, I moved the line back again. Don't tell our AD, Terry Toomey.
That's the only weakness in her game.
Brown puts up her second free throw. This one's right through. Brown is an 80% free throw shooter on the season, so this is kind of an anomaly tonight, but we'll take it.
Yep. She's really good on the second one all night long.
Tie game now, 48-48, 11:49 left in the game as Flynn has the ball left wing. The freshman dumps it into the freshman Nelson. Turnaround jumper, no good. Stevens rips the ball down low, hands it to Brown. Brown working on Yamauchi, going to bring it up the court. Brown gets it, left corner. There's Stevens, no! Left wing, and Jasmine Green defending at the three-point line. Blocks the shot. What, you know, a play by Green.
You know who loves that? Coach West. She is up on her feet. You might have been able to hear on the broadcast there. That is the tenacious defense to a T.
There's a foul there on Maritime, so it's going to be Dominican ball. Still tied, 48-48, 11:30 left in the game. Yamauchi working on Carrion. Right wing Nakamura now. Dribbles in on Stevens. Left-handed spin shot right through for Nakamura. What a play by Kimmy, not just the three-point shooter, as Dominican takes the lead by 2, 50-48. Brown bringing it back up the court. She dribbles in herself right past Nelson, and there's going to be another foul on Sarah Nelson. It's not going to be a shooting foul. They're going to call her for sticking that hip out on the drive as Nelson picks up four in the span of 5 minutes here.
Yeah, again, another freshman mistake there by the young player, and she's going to get yanked because of that. I mean, she's starting to go into foul trouble. But again, a very young player, but at some point you got to cut down on those fouls.
Penguin's going to need her down the stretch.
Melissa Wise checks in for her as Carrion has the ball left wing. She gets it to Brown. Brown working on Nakamura, drives. She goes in on Green, spins right, goes up for the shot. No good. There's a good no call there between her and Wise. Domingo, left baseline, backs it out. Left wing, Brown. She's working on Melissa Wise, who's come in with some ferocity as she's defending Brown. She wants to shut down Brown herself. Brown gets it to Domingo, left wing. Left wing, three, no good. Rebound. And Melissa Wise lets it roll out of bounds. It'll be Dominican ball out of bounds.
That was a good play by Wise to let it go.
Smart play there. A wise decision by Melissa. Good job. Fortunately for the Penguins, they get the ball back now.
Here's right corner. Nakamura up to Wise. Top of the key. Finds Flynn left wing. Flynn drives. Left-handed runner. No good. She gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Gets a rebound again and puts that one in.
Third time's the charm.
Ariana Flynn puts Dominican up by four, 52-48, 10:20 left in the game.
The most the Penguins have led by in a while, Brian.
Yep. Here's Stevens, left corner, guarded by Wise. Stevens drives in, and they're going to call a timeout there as Maritime feels this one slipping away as Dominicans really step their game up.
Slipping away. Wow.
52-48.
You're very confident there,
the lead for Dominican.
I like that.
When you're down by 10 and up by 4.
It's a good call.
That's a comeback for Dominican. They are up 52-48. There's 10 minutes, 10 seconds left in this game as Dominican has really stepped up the defense, and especially on Alexis Brown. This is radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back with you after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, children. My name is Broom. When I'm not selling my precious ice cream babies that I gave birth to, I'm listening to radio.dominican.edu, my favorite station ever made. Sports, music, movies, and more. So tune in and
our sponsors there brought to you by I don't know. Radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics.
All right, bring me in.
Penguin Radio. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/penguinradio. Go ahead and like us. We got a like page there for you. The voice of the Penguins, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, and, of course, rounding out the terrific three, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, fans. 10-10 to go, 52-48, DU on top. Our athletics director here at the Conlin Center is the great Terry Toomey. He's in the house as usual. Brown drives in left side. Oh, ball rejection by Wise. Got a big smile on her face. And then it was almost stolen back away by Brown, but the Penguins got it back inside of 10 minutes. Wise has it on the baseline. 360 spinner. Off the glass, whistles. Wise gets nailed by Crystal Clark, the six-footer, and she'll go to the line, 52-48. It looked like Wise got hit there. That was smarting a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, Wise, great job there. She driving towards the line. Very aggressive player, Wise is, and a great asset to this team.
Toes the line, nails the first one. Penguins been good on the first of the freebies tonight. Penguins by five now, inside of 10 minutes. Maritime at 4-7. Penguins at 1-5, and Wise knocks down the deuce. Penguins by six. Cruz brings it up. Flips it off over to Brown. Brown high dribbling against Nakamura. Low bounce pass gets it back into the middle. Now backing out is Carrion. She goes between the circles. She's up against Flynn. Left side is Stevens. Stevens throws it away, but somehow they get it back. Carrion's got it. She drives it down low. Brown off the baseline. No, she flips it back over to Stevens. All ball again. Brown on her back, sliding backwards with the chicken wing.
Let's go! Let's go!
Turnover on the Lady Penguins. Ball to Cal Maritime.
Looks like it's going to go to Maritime now. Inside of 9.5 fans. Penguins by six. Short side. Guy runs out there to wipe up the floor where Brown slid backward.
Yeah, Maritime not going away easily. So all these free throws that the Penguins are making, those two very key by Wise, we're going to see if that's the difference in the game.
It's a six-point game. They get it down low to Stevens. Stevens now backs out. Almost throws it away. She does. Flynn gets a hand on it. Everybody falling on a loose ball. Carnes dives in there. Five people on the ball. It's like a fumble at the line of scrimmage. Penguins by 6, 9:19 to go. Jump ball. Penguins get it this time on her.
Yeah, nice job there by Maritime to drop the snap. Phillip Rivers-esque. And the Penguins will
exactly
get the ball
what
back.
It looked like. Right at the line of scrimmage. Didn't get it in the hands before he went to the five-step drop. Penguins now on offense. Left side, Flynn on the wing, way out there. She drives in. Now she backs out of the crow hop. Over to Wise. Wise drives in. Left side, off the elbow. Wise softly knocks it down. Penguins by eight. Inside of 9 minutes, fans. 8:57 as the clock rolls. Behind the back goes Cruz. She's up against Yamauchi. Left side, off of Cruz. It goes out off the sideline, off of her foot.
And now Maritime's just giving the opportunities to the Penguins, and this is the opportunity that they're going to seize, and they love it. This is what they feed off of, and watch the Penguins just go with it.
8:54, fans. Penguins bring it up, left side. Oh, very nice no-look pass off the glass. Green had a perfect look for right under the bucket, Hunter, and she put too much glass under it. She got a little jacked. I don't think she saw it coming, and at the last second she picked up the pass and then banked it too much bank. 8:46 to go.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Cha-ching would have meant it went through.
Yeah.
56-48, but I get where you're going. You're working very quickly there. Stevens goes a shot off. Left side, Brown goes back with a putback. Very high off the glass. It's good. 56-50, clock continues. 8.5. Second half action, fans. High dribbling now. Penguins on offense. Yamauchi goes left side. Over to Valentine. Penguins have it now. They're flipping it around. Outside. Nice stutter step. Kick out. Kimmy, three ball straight away. Yeah! Three ball. Kimmy knocks it down. A 9-point game. 8:06 to go. Domingo's got a right side. They're going to start trading baskets. Left side, Domingo goes up, walks with it. I think she took 8.5 steps there on her, maybe 9.
Yeah, the Penguins right now, they're all clicking offensively. The key is going to be being able to shut down the dual threat of Brown and Domingo. The problem is you can't double team either of them because they are so prolific at their offensive scoring, but you can't just allow them to go to the line like they're doing now.
Domingo on the line after Valentine fouled on the way up. Domingo went in from the left side with the right-handed layup. She was fouled by Kayla on the way, and the first one's good as Brandon Davis announces it on the overhead. Nakamura and Green out for the DUs on the floor. Taki, Bence, Yamauchi, Carnes, and Valentine. On the line, Domingo, the second one is good. So that Domingo, she can do it all. Inbounds, Yamauchi's got it. Right side, she's being guarded very closely. Oh, very nice shot to Benz. On the inbound. Oh, Benz had it wide open from the free throw line, but missed it way right. Brown with a rebound. Brown heaves it up to the other end of the court into the hands of Stevens. Right side driving it in. Kick out, Domingo. Three ball on the way. Left side. Uh-oh. 59-55. Domingo buries the tray and quiets down the house. Right side, Valentine. See if the Penguins can answer. Right side, Benz.
They've got to answer, Stu.
Valentine, you're right. The Penguins. Oh, brother. And the answer is they throw it right over the top of Taki Tekoi into the hands of Domingo, right side with an easy runner. And Cal State knocks it down. That is Karaya Fustin. And Fustin knocks it down 59-57, fans. It was just six a moment ago. 7:12 to go. Penguins by two. And a timeout has been called. Radio.Dominican.edu. We're right back.
Thousands of people die of lung cancer due to smoking every year. Once you light up, you're not only putting yourself at risk, you're putting the people around you in danger. So next time you decide to light up, think about the people around you, as well as thinking about yourself.
All right, fans, no sleep till San Rafael. 7:12 to go, 59-57. A tremendous three with you. Wait, what are we? Terrific three? Brian? I don't know what we're at.
Something like that.
All right. Three aces.
Too bad we're not in Boston, the Boston three party.
Here we go. Oh, that's not bad. Carnes has it, drives in, left side, off the bottom of the board. Domingo comes down with it. Carnes had a clean look. It was one-on-one as she drifted through the paint over to the left side. Heaved it up there left-handed. Domingo's got it with a chance to tie. Inside of 7 minutes, fans. Here's the driver from Stevens. Right side, Brown, no. Penguins down with it. It goes out off of Stevens. Benz will bring it in on the long end. Penguins by two, fans. It is 6:52 left as Wise and Green get ready to re-enter. Timeout has been called.
Brian's got a name for us, Stu.
It's immediate timeout, a perfect opportunity for Brian to unveil or debut the new name. And Brian?
And the new name is the Three Broadcasteers.
We'll be back in 30, fans. 59-57, radio.dominican.edu.
It's the best internet radio out there. Broadcast by students, but for everyone. From sport to entertainment. If you're not tuning in to DU Radio, you are missing out.
All right, the Three Broadcasteers, 6:52 to go, fans, 59-57. This one's going to come right down to the wire. It's been right at the wire all night.
Absolutely, and this is going to be the part where the free throws are going to be key. I mean, we keep stressing it over and over again, but how key have they been? If the Penguins aren't making the ones they get the opportunity to, they're behind in this game by a lot more. Not even. They're leading now, but they would be behind. And this is going to be key for the Penguins right now, and it's going to come down to the wire. These two teams going at it. Really, defense is not a factor because of the prolific scoring on both of these teams. Again, Brown and Domingo there for Cal Maritime, and Taki Tekoi out there on the field, and she's going to be the one really to lead the Penguins. It's going to be interesting to see how this young team, who doesn't have a whole lot of experience playing together, really comes together down the stretch.
Couple big games coming up, fans. December 13th, St. Martin's in the house. We'll have it for you. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:50 pregame, radio.dominican.edu. Here's Taki, left side, softly from the baseline, just about a foot outside of the key. Her easiest shot of the night, and she missed it short inside of 6.5, 59-57, with a chance to tie it. Brown in and out, other end. Wise dives on it. She's against Stevens. Whistle. A travel? Was that illegal procedure? What was that?
They're going to call her for being on the ground and then sliding on the ground.
All right, they're going to give it back to Maritime on the short side. Maritime inbounds. Fustin's got it. 3-2. Oh, she just got it in under the wire to Domingo on the left wing. Domingo drives in 2-on-1. Here's a softie from the left wing. Tie game. Good shot there by Fustin. Fustin, a 5'5 senior out of Lindsay, California. And the Penguins in the backcourt almost threw it away. Wise has got it. Here's Kayla, left side. Soft jumper, buckling off the glass. Valentine answers with a deuce. 61-59, coming up on 6 minutes, fans. This is going to get nutty down the stretch. Penguins have it. Domingo, side of the backboard, and a whistle. Was she shoved there, Hunter?
Yeah, it looked like after she got off that shot, shoved from the behind, went hard to the ground. She's going to be sent to the line here with an opportunity to tie it up for the Cal Maritimes. And again, this is a game where the free throws are going to be key.
Domingo fires it off. Short, missed it, went in anyway, Brian. That's one of those where you miss it and it goes down. She was very short. It bounced about 14 times, but it fell. 61-60, fans.
Haven't seen Domingo miss much of anything tonight.
You're not kidding. Inside of 6 minutes, Domingo gets to go again. Off to our left. Here it goes to tie, and it does. 61 up. Carnes now in the backcourt, 5-on-4. As one of the Maritimes fell out of bounds. Now it's out of play. Who are they going to call it on? They haven't pointed. Oh, it's a foul. Foul is called Alexis Brown.
Penguins getting a break right here.
You're not kidding. So Carnes will get a chance to go to the line with eight fouls, committed by the Keel Haulers. Seven committed. Oh, check it. Seven by the Keel Haulers, eight by the Penguins.
And as for much as Brown has been scoring for the Keel Haulers, she is now sending the Penguins to the line, giving those points back here in effect.
Yeah, one of the few errors she's made all night.
So you got to take advantage of this opportunity.
Carnes on the way, the lefty, too much rim. Brown with the rebound. Hunter, you may have called that one before it even happened. 61 up, Brown goes right side to tie it, to put the game up by two. Brown with the putback, yes. After the missed shot, their air ball by Fustin, and Brown comes up with the jumper in stride. 63-61. Kimmy to answer. Two ball, no. Domingo comes down with it. 5:22 to go, fans. Penguins trail by two. Stutter step Stevens. Right side three ball. Carry on. Uh-oh. Timeout's been called by Covell, the head coach for the Maritime. 66-61, all of a sudden, 7 points unanswered for the Keel Haulers. We're back in 30. In the last 5 minutes of the game, 5:02 to go. Brown left side, very short off of somebody's foot. Loose ball in the corner, whistle. Somebody fell out of bounds. They're going to give it to the DUs. The Dominicans needed that one after.
It looked like Brown and Ariana Flynn went after that ball. Brown got a hand on it, but then she fell out of bounds, and that gave the ball right back to the Penguins.
High it in for Flynn. Flynn gets yanked. Inside of 5 minutes now. Kimmy's got it, left side, full court heat applied by the Keel Haulers. Oh, she almost lost it in the backcourt. Stevens falls, 5-on-4, thrown away again. Out of bounds, it's gonna be Penguin ball on the side line, short side. It's about 3 feet off of the end line. Taki will bring it up. Taki Takoi back in the game, back on the team. Nakamura's got it, thinking three ball top of the key. Over to Taki, she gets it down low, finds Hyatt. Hyatt throws it away. Hyatt goes right between her legs. I don't know if it was tapped away by Domingo. Yes, it was. Penguins will have it on the short side, right under the bucket.
Penguins got to stop making these small mental mistakes. They're starting to give the game away a little bit here. They got to stop the bleeding, recompose themselves, and go on a scoring run.
Penguins inbounds, short side. They work it to the top of the key. Here's Taki, three ball on the way. Oh, Takoi a little bit deep. It comes back out, and the rebound is hauled in by Fustin. Fustin to Domingo, left side, off across the timeline. Fustin, 4:20 to go.
Brown's wide open. Watch someone on her.
Hunter notices Brown over there in the corner. When the Penguins retreated to cover, Domingo took the deuce. 68-61. Coming up on 4 minutes, fans. Uh-oh, trouble. Yamauchi goes down low. Hyatt on the way. No. Hyatt missed that six-footer, 2 feet short. Domingo left side on the layup, 70-61, and the Penguins have now given up 13 unanswered points. Green's got it. Oh, she almost dragged the pivot foot. Softly, Green can't get it, gets her own rebound. Yes. Finally, the Penguins off the scoring drought. 7-point game, 70-63. 3:40, the clock rolls. Bringing it up, Nadia Cruz. Cruz, left side, being guarded by Takoi. Three ball on the way. Oh, brother. Yarn ball held up by Carrion. Man, that was nothing but swish hola. 10-point game. 3.5 to go to Coy. To Green. Penguins better get it going. Green bounces it in there. No. Hyatt takes the rebound. There's a buzzer as Wise will get ready to come in. There's a media timeout, fans. We'll stay with you through this one. 10-point game, 3:18 to go. The old coach for the Penguins, Scott Davis, before Coach Chambers, who was a fine coach in his own right, used to say 3 minutes, 11 points is doable. Right now it's 3:18 to go with 10 points. The Penguins, just as Hunter said, as long as they just get something again, stop the bleeding, knock off the stupid mistakes. A 13 unanswered point run? Are you kidding? Finally, Green knocks down the deuce and it's 10. But come on, the Penguins were right there. In fact, they led by as many as 6.
Yeah, and now Dominican's problem is, you know, Alexis Brown is going to get her points. She's over 21. That's what she averages. But she's right around 20, 24, 26. That's manageable. Your problem is when you have Domingo creeping up on 20 points now, when you have the two of them working at full strength, it's hard to stop.
That last fast break and the breakaway and led to the score there by Domingo really epitomized this offense. Really, basically, they could go back and forth. It doesn't matter, and you can't block one girl and leave the other open. You got to be able to shut them both down, and you saw that. Brown was wide open. They went to go cover her in the corner, and Domingo ran right back up the gut, put the basket, easy basket, then the fast break. Brown led the Penguins down, and then Domingo snuck in on the other side, and she made the easy basket. So they feed off each other.
Don't forget, fans, Nelson has 4 fouls. She's getting ready to come back in. Penguin ball on the short side. Wise, soft jumper right side. No, a little bit short, taken out by Brown. Coming up on 3 minutes, the Penguins trail by 10. Domingo now flips it back over to Brown in the backcourt. The Penguins with no backcourt pressure. 3:01 to go. Clock rolls. Here we go. Carrion's got it. Penguins have work to do. Domingo, right side, Carrion. Flips it over to Cruz on the wing. Down low, oh brother, softly. Fustin, textbook play with a low bounce pass, 12-point game. 2:45 to go. Taki, down low, wise, softly, air ball. Brown, in perfect position, Hunter, as you might imagine.
No, absolutely. She's doing it all right now, really taking the team, putting it on her back.
Brown's got it. She brings it up, goes coast to coast, left side with the scissor legs. Jumper, Kayla comes down with a rebound. Valentine flips it back over to Wise. 2.5 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 12. Heaving it up court and over the head of Kimi Nakamura. No!
Big mistake there by Melissa Wise, usually full of good decisions. Unfortunately, didn't make one there, just heaved it a little too much, led the ball a little too much. In and out of the hands, and now Cal Maritime gets the ball back.
Sarah Nelson has re-entered the game with 4 fouls, but the Penguins might as well get her in there. The 6'4" freshman is Nelson. It's been a great get for Chambers this year. Penguins trail by 12. Penguins had a pretty nice lead, and now it's tipped out of bounds by Valentine. Good move by Kayla, but she couldn't keep it in her hands. That would have been a great breakaway, 2:08 to go. Penguins down by 12, Maritime 75, Penguin 63. Domingo now just eating some of the clock. She's way back there in the corner of the backcourt. Flipped it off to Stevens with a stutter step, left side on her own. Kicked out by Nakamura. Good play by Kimmy. Carnes has got it, 153. Carnes brings it up right side. Penguins need to bury a couple nice shots, and there's one off by Kayla as an air ball. That's 2 air balls in a row by the Penguins. Got a little yarn on it, but that was all.
Yeah, we give all the credit to Cal Maritime for going on their scoring run, but at the same time, the Penguins have had opportunities. It's not like they've been shut down as soon as they get to their side of the court. They just haven't been able to make the shots.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Penguins have simply missed the shots. They've had plenty of opportunities. So Nelson will go to the line now with 147 to go. This is a huge mountain to climb. Now you got to start right here as the clock does not roll and it goes down. Nelson nicely with a line drive. Nelson is 6'4", has been such a luxury, and a timeout has been called. So we will take a break this time. Maritime in the house with the timeout, radio.dominican.edu.
Are you looking for a good college or university? Then come to Dominican University of California. Dominican University of California. This place changes people and has been doing so since 1890.
Radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Penguins, Cal Maritime in the house tonight. Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins, with the call.
6 months a year these players stay out at sea. I'm sure they have a gym on board in which to practice. So here we go, Nelson on the line. Quietly in the Conlin Center. This one's missed, a mile left. Taken down Brown, 1:45 to go, Brown. In the backcourt, it's been Brown. And seeing what Brown can do for them. 75-64. Buck and a half to go. Brown left side. Easy layup.
That's exactly what Brown can do for you.
Holy cow. 77-64. Brown's only gotten better as the game's gone on. She's not gotten winded. She's not gotten tired. Nothing. She's just gotten better. Now the Penguins with a shot on goal from 2 feet. No. Kimmy three ball on the way. Yo, boy. Brown with a rebound after Kimmy missed a short. 1:15 to go. Brown's high stepping and high dribbling across the timeline. Left side. Oh, no. Wide open. And she missed the easiest shot of her collegiate career. 77-64. 1 minute to go. Valentine off the glass. Yes. Clock continues to roll. 1 minute exactly, fans. 77-66.
Inexplicably.
How did Brown miss that shot?
Inexplicable, Stu.
Of the Penguins broke away from the bucket.
Nobody was there. They all had their backs towards her. Green and Valentine both were nowhere to be seen. And it was almost like she got caught by surprise.
Yeah, it was almost too
was
easy a shot. Brian and I talked about that in our last game. Too easy a shot.
Yeah, and it looked like she was bracing for contact when she went up for the layup. And when none came, she had no idea what to do.
58 seconds to go, fans. On the line is Houston, and she misses one. Unbelievably, clock rolls 55. Here's Taki. Taki gets nailed in the chest with a hard pass. And from the left side goes Kimmy. It goes 77-68. Clock continues, 48 seconds to go. Who called the? I didn't see who called it, or something happened, but I missed it completely. Okay, foul is committed by Carrion. Oh, no, it's on Nakamura.
Penguins are going to call a timeout here. Going to have to stop the clock.
Is that right? Is that on Kimmy? Yeah. So no, it's on. Yeah, it's on Kimmy Nakamura, her first. 48 seconds to go, fans. Now let's just stay here. 77-68. That's kind of an interesting little deal we have going here as both teams now off the court. Brian Sanchez. The Penguins were leading just a few minutes ago. I'm not blaming you, but I feel like I want to blame someone.
Well, I feel like once I put my confidence in this team,
yeah,
they got comfortable and they laid back and said, you know what? Sanchez said we're going to get this one. We'll just ride it out. That ain't going to work when Domingo and Brown are on the floor because they go hard, and when they're together, they're a tough tandem to stop.
That's a good call. They are a great twosome.
We talked about Brown in the 20s with total points. Domingo has joined her.
77-68. Brown's got... What does she have, a double-double you mentioned?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's at 24 and about 13 now.
Okay, the freebie's missed by Stevens. Penguins down. She's in the double bonus, so she gets to go again.
Yeah, Taki Tokoi jumping the gun there with the rebound.
They started the clock, but now they need to reset it.
Yeah, she's getting two shots here. They started the clock. I think it fooled everybody on the Dominican side.
Not the coach. Chambers was yelling out, double bonus, double bonus. So they're going to reset the clock now at 48. Well, she missed it. They started the clock on her.
That's a good thing, though, that it didn't trick Coach Chambers. She's that's the most important person not to let that get by.
Nothing gets past her. Now Brown with a rebound, and she is fouled instantly by. So we're not going to go anywhere, fans. 46.7 seconds. It's 1.3 seconds rolled off as Brown went in for the rebound. She was fouled immediately by Ariana Flynn. Her first on the way, Brown, yes. 10-point game with 46 seconds to go. Chambers insisting on the box out. Should Brown miss? Brown has only missed her first of any attempts tonight. She made both of them this time. Taki brings it in. 7 of 10 at the line, and now Taki to bring it in, throws it away. And Flynn picks up her second foul as Brown at the midcourt is fouled. She's accosted pretty violently by Flynn and Valentine. It's actually called on Valentine, although Flynn was the last one in there. So Brown will go again to the line, and she'll get two. And now it's just trouble for the Penguins. This one goes down 80-68, back and forth all night. Penguins trailed by a bunch in the first half. This one rattles around and falls to 42, and the clock rolls. Kayla brings it up 40. Then they led. Now they trail. Three ball, thinking about it. Flynn on the way. Missed it short. Down with it, Taki. Dribbles back to the top of the key. 30 seconds to go. Heaves it over to Kayla with a wide open shot. 24 on the shot clock. Kimmy, three ball on the way. Missed it short. Taking down Flynn. Flynn's going to heave it back up there. It gets stuck between the rim and the backboard for an instant, but it falls back out. 18 seconds. This one's done. 81-68, Domingo in the backcourt, 13 seconds, and the Penguins aren't even going to press it. No sense in doing it. 8 seconds, Dominguez. Domingo's got it, 6. She brings it up, and the Penguins aren't even going to foul. 3-2, buzzer.
That's a tough one, Stu.
That's a tough one. Give me a little music. As the Penguins go down, 81-68, the final. Good game. I mean, that was a great game.
Absolutely.
Penguins had some great moments tonight. They were simply outplayed by a faster, better shooting team in Maritime Academy. As much as it hurts me to say that, it's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. The Cal Maritime got the opportunities late in the game, and they didn't blow it. The Penguins, great defense by Cal Maritime. Don't want to take anything away from them, but at the same time, when you get opportunities, you got to be able to seize the opportunity. They did not do that, and this is what you get. You get a loss here, but again, doesn't take away from a great game that the Dominican Penguins played. It just, unfortunately, 13-0 scoring runs just can't happen late in the game with about 3 minutes to go.
Penguins moved to 1-6. Ouch. They could have won this one. They really had this one in control there midway through the second half, but they let it slip away one way or another. And I don't think it's so much that they let it slip away. I think Maritime came and took it.
Yeah, absolutely. You never want to take anything away from them. They played a fantastic game, and they earned this win. One positive that you can – a couple of positives you can take out of this game. Zaki Decoy is back, and she looked like she was back. Really not anything really you don't want to see – her really hobble around at all because of that ACL injury. It looks like she's at full strength. She probably wasn't, though, and that's the thing. She's just going to get better. So nice to see her back, and the free throws, they made them this time.
Yeah.
Another big a big positive coming out of this game, but like you mentioned, 13-0 scoring runs can't happen. Cal Maritime, a very good, very fast, prolific offense, offensive-led team by Brown and as well as Domingo, and they really showed why they're a pretty good force in the NAIA.
Carry On also had a good night. One last shout out to Courtney Chu and her family listening in Pacifica. For Brian Sanchez and Hunter Horenstein, I am Stuart Horn, signing off from the Conlin Center, thanking you for listening. We'll be back on the air in 3 days. Check the website for the time. 6:50 is the pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off, radio.dominican.edu.